You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right. So, I was hoping, like, what would probably end up happening is that we go all the way through Payday 2 by the time they would have gotten done with all the denuvo and removed all the anti-cheats. But, yeah, apparently I was wrong. It didn't like. So, yeah, everyone, if you've seen the good news, it's Starbreeze has removed the denuvo from Payday 3. So, heisters. I'm going to New York.
Yeah, the thing is that if we start it together, it's a collective experience. Instead of it being one person has much more experience than the other two, it's all three of us going through it at the same time.
I do not have that much experience in that game versus you guys. We have the same amount of experience. Now, my character is a little bit busted up more than you guys, but I grinded that game back when you actually had a grind in that game. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why. But anyways, hello everyone, and welcome to an exciting episode of Low Key on the We Libertarians Network. Hi, my name's Harry, aka The Moving Target, here on an exciting Monday. And we're going to talk about Unity's payment structure shakeup. You know, it's revisiting a risky move. It's going to be great. Little risky move.
So stupid.
Shrewd sidestep. Oh, it's Monday. Yes, Christy, it is Monday. Oh, it's Monday. But since you guys do not fly solo, I bring someone else with me. We've got Vincent. Vincent, why don't you just go say hi?
Hey, guys. I'm here. I saw this Unity stuff happening. And it was like, all right, we kind of have to talk about this because this stuff is ridiculous. And even getting updates up to today.
Yeah, honestly, it was either going to be this or Drew Barrymore, and it would probably just turn into a Drew Barrymore love fest. Till I get everyone to admit that Drew Barrymore did nothing wrong, okay? Screw you guys.
You say that, but then she put her show on a hiatus anyway.
Because she lives in Hollywood.
It's called peer pressure.
Yeah, it's called peer pressure. If that show was taped in Montana, she would have stuck up the middle fingers go... told them all to go pound sand, but since she does it, you know, it's because you can't escape it. You know, you gotta go to Whole Foods, you gotta go out, and you know,
do you have to look at the people who are like, "What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you doing this?"
Yeah, I know it's because it's stupid. It's because no one's talking about. Anyways, The View or the other daytime TV shows that continue to keep going.
For right now, because they immediately stopped doing it after she said that she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, because they realize if they bullied one, they'll just start going, right? Yeah, but the thing is some of the big name actors were getting carve outs from the union to go work on independent films, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know, I don't know. The rules are goofy for the union, and it's. Anyways, and now they're just getting greedy. They got almost everything they wanted to that last deal that was published. Only thing they didn't get was the writer's room minimum to have enough writers in the room. That's what they didn't get. And bullying Drew Barrymore, you have lost me. I'm sorry. AI can't come fast enough for your jobs. Sorry. You bullied Drew Barrymore, you have lost me. But yeah, So this Unity thing. I thought it was honestly, when I saw it happen, it's like, okay, this is gonna be a nothing burger. It's probably the famous structure. The what's going on is probably not that bad. People are blowing it out of proportion. It can't be that awful. Come on.
That's a complete understatement. And then you start seeing the videos of people actually breaking down what's happening. It's like, cool, you're a small developer, you can go fuck yourself.
Then I was like, let me find someone with more facts. It's some cooler heads and actually read the report. Like, oh, this is worse.
oh, this is way worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. All right. So, do you want to set the groundwork of what is going on, or do you want to keep BS about our week and stuff like that for the next 10 minutes?
I mean, we could do either or. I mean, we could BS at the end because we have plenty of time. We have like an hour.
Yes, true.
Who knows how long this is actually going to take? Yeah. So, Unity is a program that a lot of people use to make video games.
What type of program? It's,
God, Harry. You're making top tech stuff? The engine stuff, sir. That's not my field. What type of engine? It's an engine, sir. Don't ask questions I don't know the answer to.
Okay. Yes, it is a game.
You can explain what Unity is, sir.
It's a game engine. A lot of different... most of your video games run on like the back end of the game engine because they just like build things on top of it. Some of your most popular game engines are Unreal, Unity. The other one that runs the very popular game, Madden, fill in number day better.
We miss Reinhold too. He's currently not feeling well. So
yeah, we're down Reinhold. But if you want to get on, Christy, you can take Reinhold's spot. We'll let you.
But right, continue.
Mid-sip, bro.
Mid-sip, bro. Yeah, like these proprietary game engines that people use to create these games. Unity has been a popular one for a lot of indie developers because it's very easy to use. A lot of people jump into it and can easily start making games with it. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, that's what a lot of people have been using.
Correct. And because of the payment structure on it, which originally was set up there, it was a just like Unreal does this too, and a lot of different ones where if you're a basic developer, you're just trying to learn out, you're a college student, you're maybe in high school right now, just wanting to learn about game design. You could easily download this thing without having to pay nothing because if you're not making money on it, they're just like, yeah, cool, learn it. Because if you do get good at, coding and you enjoy this and you get in the industry, well, what are you going to put down on your resume that Unreal,
right?
Unity? They want you to put their system down so more companies go like, let's hire some more developers. Well, we can only hire Unity developers because that's what everyone has. It's easier to find a Unity, someone who can code on Unity than anything else.
20 cents a day.
Let's go, Jeff. Like, shame that dear leaders are trying. Jump. We're not there yet. Let's go.
We'll get back to that. Sure. But yeah, Unity as a system, there's several different tiers. It's like a free tier and like a small payment tier and a lot of subscription tiers as it goes along. But with like the highest being like the enterprise, like your entire company is going to pay, like is using this as a big game company.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's for people who are actively like using it like for income. It's kind of like if you flipped and sell cars, you're going to fly under the radar without getting a business license if you just do one a month. But you go over that and like, okay, this is a business. You need a business license. Right. You need to pay all these different taxes on it. But the same way with that, but it's. Because we've had several different companies that do stuff like this in at least this year anyways, that just like decided once you change the rules the last minute.
Right. They're following a similar model. It's very interesting. There are two YouTubers that I watched that really went into a lot of depth into this, which is Some Ordinary Gamer, Mudahar, and another one called Upper Echelon, who really went into a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But in one of Upper Echelon's videos, he was talking about how one of the people that are spearheading Unity is, as he called it, part of the PayPal gang.
The PayPal gang?
Like a bunch of the people who created things were in PayPal with Elon Musk when he created it. Like the guy who made Reddit, it was all worked for PayPal at the time when and created a bunch of economy stuff. And they all started making decisions very similar to each other at the same time.
Yeah, so yeah. This seems a little like almost like a coordinated effort around the same time, or Look like
it's really weird that when X decided to start really cracking down on things, other companies started doing similar things.
Or like X just cost a little bit more than they wanted to, you know, to cost them, so they need to look into those couch cushions to find some money.
But anyway, Unity last week announced that they were going to change how they were going to handle people using their Unity as a gaming system, as a gaming program. And the fact is that they stated that starting at January 2024, they were going to introduce a new payment model that's based on how successful your game is. Then you will have a monthly fee based on how successful your game is.
So that's not so bad. They're just going to charge me if my game is successful. That sounds okay, right?
Totally, totally. But it's per download of your game. And
per customer, right?
No, per download. You see, like if I wanted to download it on my desktop and my laptop and my Steam Deck, those are all three different downloads.
Sir, I've got my gaming PC and then my laptop and then the server that I cache everything on, and
so that's three right there.
And then I loan my library out to my nephew, so this
that's four. Yeah. So every time it gets downloaded, it's a charge to it. But in their tiering payment system, the amount that gets paid depends on which version of Unity you have. So if you have the free or the cheap version, like the Unity Plus, you have to pay significantly more than if you decide to pay for the enterprising version.
So just trying to force all the small indie developers into the enterprise edition.
Yes. So from the table they have, I have the table here. Let me go ahead and
doing this live.
It lets me. I'm going to share it. There it is.
There you go. All right. You ready to add it? All right.
So this is the revenue table that they have that they're going to do it. So they have a space threshold of how much you are supposed to pay, how much revenue and how many installs of the life of the game, life to date here. And after that, you have to start charging a monthly rate based on how many games per install.
Okay, so it's only going to start kicking in if I get over 200,000 downloads? That's not that bad.
Lifetime, life to date. Meaning that if my game came out in 2010, it immediately hits. And then they're going to make me pay monthly payments.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then it only kicks in if I make 200,000 the last 12 months. So it's not like the whole lifetime lease payments. There's go.
Totally. Totally. But, you know, if let's say your game randomly gets popular, like, I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's
Among Us. That's like, Among Us.
Hold on. Let me read this right. So that's just the fee. And then I go into the standard monthly rate. So this is just like, so forever and a day that, let's say this thing is just hosted on Steam, which you've put it on Steam, you can't take it back off of Steam. So you can always like let people install it. You're not be able to buy your game, but people are always going to be able to install it from Steam. Oh, no.
Yes. The other thing is if you see
that here. So I might as well just create a new LLC company every time I launch a game, then bankrupt and then walk off.
Right? But if you see down here, they added an emerging market. So literally this is an additional fee if it's in an emerging market.
So China
and India.
Oh my God.
So, but as you can see, if you bought the Enterprising Edition, mm-hmm. you know, oh yeah, it's less. It's 1 cent, right? Mm-hmm. You get 1 cent. Mm-hmm. But if you have the free version, they're taking 20 cents no matter how many downloads you have.
Jesus.
And Enterprise are taking less than a cent for the enterprise for the emerging markets because they don't care.
Mm. Mm. And that's not purchase, that's per install, right?
Yes.
So like those, so like I'm easily like easily a dollar, right? Mm-hmm. I'm easily a dollar. You're probably close to a dollar, right? Oof, oof. And that's every time. So like I update, like, oh, I went from Windows 7, now I'm on Windows 10, now I'm on Windows 11. Oh, oops, I went to Linux.
And that was where the very interesting thing came in, is that they were having a lot of mixed messages about the concept of, oh, reinstalling. When they announced this, one of their staff members go, oh, if you reinstall it, that counts as a new install.
How does it know?
Oh, well, you see, there is a proprietary tracking on all Unity games that they don't tell you or show you what it is or release it to the public, but they're always being tracked, you see. And so they contradicted themselves. We're having an employee who said that redownloads count, meaning that if I uninstall it and reinstall it, then uninstall it and reinstall it, that those all counted.
So if I just go, yeah, I've got a 10 gig connection. I got a small little like SSD. I just keep uninstalling, reinstalling it because like, need to save space.
Mm-hmm. So somebody like they said that, and then they went. They try to go back. Oh, well, no, we definitely don't mean that. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely mean that.
Yeah, because they have to have a way to like, they wouldn't put the language in there as per install if it was like that. They would just say like per customer purchase.
Right.
You know, but the language is clearly written as per install, not per customer each time. Because it wouldn't be that bad if it was like, no, we just charge you that. It's 20 cents for, you know, on the fee on every time someone buys the game, right? Which can seem kind of reasonable at a point. Just pay that, you know, and forever and a day, and it's done.
Right. But it's a monthly fee that you would have to play. And let's say your game is like gets randomly massive like Among Us did. Think how much money they would have just got destroyed with because Among Us was made with Unity.
Oh my God. So you're forcing everything to do a battle pass to pay for this install fee every month.
Right. And that's the thing is that that's okay for games that you have to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the free-to-play games that run on Unity.
Oof. Oof.
Now the free-to-play games are now incentivized to have more toxic in-app purchases to pay for their game.
Yeah, loot boxes, putting advertising in the game.
Yeah, like incentivize you to not do this. Well, you see, that is true, but they also, one of the people, let me pull up the exact information, I could tell you exactly, that is running Unity, worked with another company that...
It's going to be EA or Wizard of the Coast.
Well, that is true because the current guy in charge used to be the chief financial officer for EA.
Oh, okay. All right. Stand-up company.
Yeah. There are quotes about from things he said where he was talking about if you were playing Battlefield for 4 hours and you needed to pay a dollar to reload your gun, you would do it.
Jesus.
I wouldn't. He's like I wouldn't either. But he's saying, well, if people are invested, they would. So we should do that because they don't know. They don't care. They just want to succeed in the firefight.
I'll go back to Quake real quick.
he also got into massive trouble because he had a statement in which he said that game developers who don't are not focused on monetization are idiots and are not holding their game properly.
Oh, wow. So totally looking past the art form or the storytelling device of video games.
Right.
Yes. Is there a business in video games? Yes. Just like there's a business in artwork or selling like pieces of art, like paintings, sculptures, movies. But there's also an artistic value aside of it. We all know those movies. Now, granted, we've been drenched in superhero movies, but there are still movies out there that, you know, like that tries to, you know, touch your soul and give some art with it. Some of them are effective, some are, you know.
Right. The big thing is one of the things that they were trying to do was that Unity merged with a company called Iron Source.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Source is in basically used for apps.
Okay. All right. Ooh,
and
mobile. Okay.
Yeah, for mobile games, right? Mm-hmm. But so if you're making a free-to-play mobile game, and with Unity, if you use Iron Source, they won't charge you nearly as much. It'd be okay. There's no issue there. But if you use AppLovin, the one that most of the games use, mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get charged extra.
But why?
Oh, because they're competitors. they're competitors. What Unity owns. Unity merged with Iron Source.
So now I have to use that, or else.
Yep. Or you know, we'll make you pay more.
Oh, goody. Good. Thanks.
Because that's totally how you want to go about doing things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So.
It's ridiculous, and they've had to come out and try to clarify a lot of things.
Yeah.
Where they're saying that if you're streaming a game, that doesn't count towards your thing. So, like the Game Pass,
yeah.
The Xbox Game Pass, well, that doesn't count towards your install rate. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're going to make Microsoft pay for that. Because each time you stream it, technically it's a fresh install.
Mm-hmm.
Into your system. Yeah. So they're like, well, we're not going to make you pay for that. We're going to make Microsoft pay for that.
Increasing the Microsoft like subscription license for the cloud. So NVIDIA and all those who do those cloud gaming streaming services just make them pay.
Piss Microsoft off more.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're not probably going to offer. Right, they're not going to offer your title out, you know.
Right. This whole system has become such a massive disaster. A lot of game companies that use Unity
mm-hmm.
have basically openly stated that they're not going to use Unity anymore.
Yeah.
The biggest example of it was the team that created Cult of Lamb,
mm-hmm.
which is a fun, you know, mm-hmm. game that runs on Unity, mm-hmm. and they basically said that if Unity doesn't change this, they're going to remove the game off of all marketplaces in January.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to use Unity again, meaning mm-hmm. that all of the games they're already working on and programming on now have to get switched to a different engine, thus mm-hmm. pushing everything else back. And that they will completely wipe their hands of Unity entirely.
Mm. Mm. We're just like, we're done. Yep. We're done.
Yeah, even the big games, like the reason I kept bringing up Among Us, because they had to make a statement about it, mm-hmm. about because how Unity's acting, a lot of their things that they were planning on rolling out had to mm-hmm. hold back and might have massive amounts of delays because they have to figure out how to make it work with their ridiculous monetization.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And like, who knows? Does this even count? Does they pump it up with DLCs? Do they consider DLCs a patch or a new install?
That's a good question.
Considering Steam even counts like DLCs as a separate game.
Yeah. Some DLCs are separate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have to pay multiple times for the same game.
Oof, man.
And so because they haven't, because there wasn't a concrete answer on if reinstalls count as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which massively would inflate the numbers.
Right.
Because that was another massive issue that people were worrying about was people deciding to bankrupt a company they didn't like.
Oh, yeah. I can easily create a Terraform script that just
exactly
pops up a server and tell it to start downloading a thing, right. Install it, update it, run it for 5 seconds, destroy that VM, do it again.
Exactly. You don't even have to run it. It's just the install.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, I could make it, you know, follow any system you try to go around. Right. We could, you know, because considering it's just a bot, just all I do is run a program or download a program. It's like, oh, this is easy. You'll never know, you know, and it's nothing. And consider it's 20 cents just to download. Dude, that's cheaper than any AWS server you get your hands on.
Right.
And for the hour. So it's nothing.
They're basically going to destroy. You can easily destroy a company. And they were also worrying about, because pirated versions also count.
Oh, shut up.
Pirated versions also count. Because they still have the Unity information on it, so they can track it. So when somebody was like, "Well, illegal copies, reach out to Unity, and we'll try to help you guys figure out which ones are pirated and which ones are
not." So it can actively know which ones are pirated and can do something about it.
Yes.
But I don't know. It's I'm more scared now that, like, I've got this thing on my. I've got like the Unity games be able to call home on my network. They're calling. Something's calling home, and how does it call home? And when does it call home? And what else? Because it just seems like a huge security vulnerability, especially like, you know, for this thing that calls home that you didn't know about it. Like, how often is that patched? You know, So it just, you know, it goes to show you that more and more, like, these awful corporations, like, your gaming PC needs to be a Windows machine that sits up there, only turns on the game, and then turns itself off. Maybe stays on and you turn on once in a while, like, to update, but, like, it's because stuff like that, they put stupid things on it, like this, you know, which is, like, so basically, I don't know, I think it sets us up for, like, potential damage, because I couldn't imagine finding out that, like, because people's like, well, what are you worried about? Like, what do you got to hide? I said, I don't know if I'm going to hide, but you have to understand, most people have, like, some amazing, powerful gaming PCs. So if you've got a bot farm of gaming PCs, dude, how much you could do?
Stop fucking with shit.
Can you imagine if you had some, like, let's say 100 Ryzen 9s with 490s, with 490s in it, 128 gigs of RAM, and I've got 100 of them. Dude, what code do you have? Do you want me to break real quick?
And so, yeah, the more you look into this, the more layers of this terrible onion comes apart. Because what they're doing is, when they're forcing this monetization into it, they're breaking their own terms of service.
Oh.
In their terms of service, it specifically states that if you don't update your Unity, you are bound by the terms of service from that year's Unity terms of service. So if I'm running Unity from 2015 and never update it, I'm still attached to the 2015 Unity terms of services.
Yes.
Yeah. But with this, it's retroactively putting it on your games.
Oh, wow.
It's breaking the terms of service, saying that your 2015 version of it is under 2015 terms of service. Yeah, that's not that anymore.
Oh, so it is
breaking it entirely.
So, yeah, so they went full Wizard of the Coast.
Oh, yeah. They're like, yeah, no. Screw that. We know that what we said that was going to be this, but it's not that anymore.
Nice OGL. Hold my beer. God damn.
Yeah, so they are just deciding to break every piece of foundation in this they possibly can. And
all the goodwill, everything.
All of it.
The search results for game engines, stuff like that, is, like, people talking about this in different circles. It has always surprised me on, like, where this is touched, because, like people and having some people like Unity upset, like, well, gamers, this isn't for you. This is for the developers. Like, bro, that is, you think gives us our content, you know,
right. It's just, or the people that are using Unity to learn other things, or if they're using Unity in other parts, other metrics of places.
Correct. So the big game engine in the VR pool is Unity. It has very good VR support. Not saying that Unreal is not that good or Godot is not there. It's just Unity has the best. It is the best right now, currently.
Right.
But there's not much money in VR games. The margins are very thin, so something like that destroys most VR titles. And then like the install thing is like we're constantly like most people in VR community is constantly uninstalling, reinstalling anything because these things crash, things blow up because we're just running on like bleeding edge stuff most of the time.
Right.
And so that's just it's crippling. It's crippling.
It takes something that everybody's been using and enjoying and just breaking it for no reason.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason to make more money, but there's also a lot of hints that they were going to do this mm-hmm. before it happened.
Okay.
So John Vizzatello, the guy that we were talking about that used to work for EA, mm-hmm. He had sold a bunch of stocks a couple days before he made this announcement.
Oh, that's normal. People sell
stocks totally, all the time. Totally. But he sold a large amount of stocks before he made the announcement that they were going to do this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And a couple other developers that were in Unity mm-hmm. On staff did mm-hmm. so too because they knew how bad this was going to be. So they purposely sold the stock before they announced what they were going to break.
Well, I'm sure they just needed to buy a new house or maybe a car or something or pay off some tax liabilities or something.
It's totally not because it dropped like 20 points. And people have openly despised it and said they're not going to do anything with it. So the story kept developing over the weekend leading into today, mm-hmm. in which, with all this stuff happening, Unity makes a Twitter post and makes a Twitter apology and basically said that we're sorry that this was interpreted this way and we respect your guys' feedback. And we're working towards fixing this, blah, blah. And that's all mm-hmm. they posted. It was a Twitter post saying that they'll look into it and thank you for your criticisms.
Wow. We'll look into this.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. And a lot of people are like, this is bullshit and you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fake ass Twitter apology mm-hmm. doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Because it's one of those just like which of the coast is like, we take it back. I'm like, I can't trust you to do this again. I don't have the energy. Like, you gave me the warning. Thanks for taking it back. I may release something that's in the works, but everything else, like, no, we're switching. We're coming up with things to switch out. And and who knows? We may develop our own engine down the line, you know?
Right. That a lot of those companies have basically said, this Twitter apology means nothing to us. It shows mm-hmm. that you're willing to change things that have been set in stone for 10 years mm-hmm. with your system, mm-hmm. purposely willing to change your terms of service, stating you have a proprietary tracking system that you're not telling anybody or explaining how you're tracking these games. Mm-hmm. You just are.
Right. Yeah, which it's going to come up because now that people know it's there, mm-hmm. people are going to start looking.
Right.
They're going to put these in sandboxes and go like, how does this thing know?
Yeah, they're going to pull it apart, rip it bit from mm-hmm. bit, and find what's the tracking part of it.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's going to be patches that are going to disable the tracking. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be real pissed about it.
Mm-hmm. yep. Trying to find out how does this thing call home, you know?
Right.
We're going to figure this out.
You know, it's
port it uses, everything, whole nine yards, and they're gonna find that, you know, and then someone's gonna go, oh man, I can't wait till next year's DevCon when someone goes like, oh right, so this is how you hack every Unity machine. Because I'm sure there's probably keys on it, bad key management, because they've never told anyone about it, so it's right. probably got bad key management on it because they're gonna have to update those keys once in a while.
Yeah, it's a disaster. That's the only way to really describe it. It is a complete and utter disaster, a failure that just comes out of nowhere, mm-hmm. out of left field. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those where it's always interesting to see the failure happen mm-hmm. through them doing stupid shit mm-hmm. instead of it being like super illegal, gross shit. Mm-hmm. Like it's not Activision Blizzard gross shit. Yeah. It is terrible mismanagement and making such a bad judgment call that you've basically gotten rid of an entire gaming engine.
Yeah. In a matter, like, what is it, a week?
Right? A week.
Week.
They burned it down like that.
Yeah. All that goodwill. Yeah, because now, like, yeah, because you, the 15-year-old kid getting ready to hit fall break, right? Like, I want to be, you know, I want to be a video game designer. Everyone's going to tell you, do not learn Unity. So nope. Either you, if you don't feel it now, you will feel it in 10 years when all those 15-year-olds are like, when the, you know, someone's trying to hire, like, none of us know how to use Unity. We all know how to use Unreal and GoDaddy.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I know Unreal Engine 5. I know it just came out, but I've been working on it since it came out. I don't know.
Right, yeah, I know this engine, you know.
Right.
I've been working for EA's engine, trying to make this better.
This Frostbite engine, yeah. I know it's meant for first-person shooters, but we're going to put Madden on it anyway. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They're using the Frostbite engine, which is for DICE's Battlefield games.
Oh god. God dang.
Yeah, it's very sad. And when you have a bunch of indie devs that have put a lot of time and effort and energy and money into making something, and you've basically made it so that their game will bankrupt their company, then what's the point of using your thing?
Right.
They just want a regular revenue share. There have been plenty of things of people going, just give it a if you want to do this, we're fine with a regular revenue share. We will sign on that dotted line, whatever it needs to be. But this is not it, Chief. This ain't it, Chief.
I know Unreal over there, like, we told you about us funding the Epic Store.
Yes. Yeah, obviously.
Honestly, it's like we're the good guys.
Yeah, we know what's happening here.
Yeah. Oh, god damn.
And when you're making enemies of the devs, the gamers, and because they're trying to force the big companies to pay the price for the streaming things like Game Pass, they're making enemies of the big companies. So the big companies are now going to be pissed at them, and they're going to start losing endorsement and help, and their game's not going to be on Game Pass or Xbox PlayStation Plus. God, remember a place that getting a free PlayStation Plus Unity game, and people just download it because it's free.
Oof, no. Yeah. So that game's not going to go up there. That's not going to happen. You know, Sony's not going to pay that bill.
Yeah, the only exception, like one of the only exceptions they said was like, if it was in the Humble Bundle, you don't have to pay.
Oh, nice. Convenient.
Yeah, cool. If it's for charity, it's fine. But if you're making money, fuck yourself.
So this thing actively knows whether you bought it through the Humble Bundle or not through the Humble Bundle? So it's got metadata about where it was bought and purchased.
Yeah.
So it knows a lot about the game. And the keys. This is an interesting little callback feature. How does this work?
Right. We're going to see some very interesting developments. You'll probably see it way before I will, because you're just in that sphere.
Yeah. Culture says, to me, the big problem is that the retroactive change. That's like allowing your mortgage insurance to change, and suddenly you have to allow the bank to rent out a room in your house if you have more than 4 bedrooms.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. God, imagine if you had you have a game that you made in Unity that you made in 2010, and nobody played it, and then some streamer jumped on that game and made it super popular, and you randomly hit that threshold of money in 12 months, and it's out of nowhere you just get this massive bill that you from a game you don't even remember making.
defunct company. Can you imagine having a defunct company that has somebody out like that? You know,
the THQ.
Yeah. You got some game out there. You know, like, who are you going to charge? Who's got the rights for it? Well, I technically have the rights to it, but the company doesn't exist. We have no assets.
Here's your bill for your license.
Yeah. And that's the scary things about doing anything in this world of licensing and subscription fees. It's like, well, once the business is done, what to do? You know, like like when you go to license, even like when you're in the podcast space, it's like, well, as long as you pay this license, you have to pay for it. Like, okay, I'm done podcasting this series and I'm done doing that. And, you know, but like the audio still in my like recordings are out there. Am I forced to, how are you going to charge me now? I'm done. I'm not making any more episodes. I've walked away.
That's a whole other can of worms. Mm-hmm. You heard about the podcasting scam stuff?
Oh,
man. That's a whole other can of worms.
Oh, man. That was delicious. That was a lot of money into it. Good thing I'm being scanned by Dear Leader. No one else, okay? All right.
That CoffeeZilla video on it. Mm-hmm. With explaining that all the guy kept giving like guaranteed minimums, mm-hmm. and was using the revenue from the other podcast to pay the guaranteed minimums to get more podcast. Oh God,
yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's so shit.
And all these people get it like that. It's just too good to be true. Like I know podcasting can make money, but not like that. Mm-mm. Not like that. No. But I kept looking at that. I was because I watched the CoffeeZilla video, and I was sitting there going like, "Dude, you make money, but not like that." You ain't Joe Rogan. You ain't Joe.
No. Yeah, no, that just goes back with the licensing stuff because this whole thing is a disaster. They've lost all the goodwill. Nobody's going to buy into their engine. Nobody's going to believe anything that they say. You have now proven that you are unreliable, mm-hmm. and your engine is now a toxic asset.
Scam.
Toxic asset.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah. It is the, how can I put it? No one wants to work with it. So everyone's doing the Godot. What is it? Godot, the open source one? Or Godot? Probably. Yeah. Godot, the free open source game engine.
Yeah.
Written in C++. Oh, goody.
Oh, you're going to get so many C++ games. It's going to be so hype.
I know. Oh man, which is like honestly, I support like cool, good for the open source community. I hope the people who are downloading, getting value out of using an open source machine, that they are contributing money into the project. Like I try to say every year, if you're getting a value out of an open source project, cool. Kick them, kick some money to them. A dollar at the very least. A dollar. You can spare a dollar. That's if you get value off it, if you don't have the money to give them or you don't feel like you're getting value off it, why are you using it, first off?
Right.
But, it's if you love it, you like it, like some of the open source things, like if you love it, you like it, get kicked some money, especially your browser projects too. Remember, your browser is your first line, especially the especially the browsers and ad blockers that take the time and take all that time to get past all the ad blocks or un-Google something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cody took time. That was a labor of love, but hey, buy that guy a coffee or lady a coffee, whoever did it. Yeah.
Yeah. This whole thing it's great to see the independent people working open source and that kind of stuff and changing it. I think Muda put it best. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was Muda who used this analogy from some ordinary gamer. It's as if Adobe mm-hmm. went to YouTubers, went to Mr. Beast and said, "Hey, you use Adobe Premiere to edit your videos. Now you owe us money." that video that broke the record for most YouTube views. Yeah, now you owe us money for every view on that video.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's just like
that's a good analogy. That is a good one. Yeah, especially because Adobe. As much of a crap company they are, they're kind of jerks. They do kind of leave you alone. If you buy the pro version, cool.
Yeah. If you buy what you want, what's there, it's like, cool. You bought Photoshop? Awesome.
Cool.
Leave me alone.
I know. So they even it's all like you buy the subscription. They do hunt and find down people who use the student edition for paid work. So all those who think they're skirting the rules, hey, Adobe will find you. They will find you. they also pay snitches to look at metadata as a photo, so be careful out there, people. Don't do it. Not worth it.
As you would be professional anyway. You're doing it for fun. You do you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. You know, or like just learn how to use GIMP. You know, it's not as good, but you know, you get it.
You know. Yeah, it's that for people who don't play games, that's a better analogy for mm-hmm. people who watch YouTube and stuff. It's like, once you hit this threshold of views and revenue you make in a year, you guys owe us money for using our editing software.
Because mm-hmm. you hit this tier, you know, and it doesn't matter if someone, like some kid has watched the same video 30 times. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's based off the, you know, we're going to calculate it off the views.
Exactly. Yeah. It's pretty sad to see it happen. When we're glad that they announced it was going to happen in January and not now.
Give people a month like Reddit did.
Yeah. Give them no opportunity to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, so that's like a one positive thing about that. Mm-hmm. But them just coming out of left field, bring it in the worst change of terms of service and monetization you could possibly think of, willingly putting into a point where there are some game companies that would literally go bankrupt using your system.
Yep. Cool thing is probably the next few months, like I said, if you do have like a kid, you probably download Godot. There's tons of YouTube videos, tons of people like reaching out, like how I use this thing, needing help using this thing. So if you ever wanted to get started, there's tons of developers that are starting at square one with you probably this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of those IO games, like a lot of the game jam kind of games that people make. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
Or if you're gonna get,
oh man, can you imagine if a game? Man, can you imagine it just had a table at a game jam? You just make a game that got popular.
Yeah, and it just exploded, and you just got fucked by price.
Hey guys, I'm just gonna put this on my card. Is that okay? You know, no, this game ain't gonna go anywhere, yes, right?
It's whatever.
Beep 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 beep. Destroyed.
Bankrupt.
I know. Right?
Talk about playing the lottery and winning for losing for winning.
Yeah. Yeah, we won, but lost at the same time.
You want your game to be popular, but not that popular.
I know. It's those perverse incentives when you talk to people, like, you know, someone would just shut down the factory, but they won't.
Right. Like, literally, if this was in place when Among Us got popular because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
that company would be out of business. Because Among Us came out in, like, 2012. Before mm-hmm. the pandemic happened.
Right.
And then people started playing it because of the pandemic mm-hmm. and it stayed popular afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
They would have literally bankrupted them. Because it's lifetime.
Yeah, it's lifetime. Lifetime installs.
Lifetime installs.
Yep. Not the first 6 months. No. Not the first 8 months. You know, it's lifetime. It's lifetime. So as that game just sits out there, as it just, oh my God. All right. So imagine this, right? Remember the Team Fortress 2 days? How many times have you uninstalled and reinstalled Team Fortress 2?
Not as much as you think, because I actually don't have Team Fortress 2 on my computer.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
I put it on the orange box on my 360.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had the orange box on 360.
Scrub.
don't worry. I have a perfect example. It's called League of Legends. I completely understand. I played that game for too long. And that would have been the same.
You played Orange Box on the 360? On the,
I didn't have a gaming PC.
You played Orange Box?
Yes.
Man, did you get the full experience?
I'm sorry, I triggered you randomly.
The orange box is the. You understand? That was the. It's like a pinnacle.
No.
It was like for the longest time, it was like, especially like with Half-Life 2 being in there, for the longest time, it was like the only game solo game I'd beaten. So sorry if the orange box, you know, very close to me.
Did you beat Portal with that, yes, as well?
I beat Portal. See? I beat Portal and Portal 2. You know.
It's all thanks to the orange box.
Yeah, thanks to the orange box. You know, a lot of things came so much out of the orange box, you know. It's thanks to the orange box, a lot of things. Steam. We got Steam. Okay. So
yeah.
Man, do I have another copy of the Orange Box on Steam? No,
I just get.
Can't have you like sit there like
just in case. Yeah. Just in case we need it later.
I just don't want to show up with you somewhere and someone looks at your Steam library like, "Where's your Orange Box?" And I'm sitting there. Oh, it's just keep scrolling. It's in there somewhere.
There, please don't judge him. He does not know how he has sinned.
Don't embarrass me in front of the nerds. Oh my god! All right, I'll stop.
Yeah, you're fine. But yeah, it's sad. Mm-hmm. And when watching somebody just openly and blatantly taking advantage of people who are just basically being free advertisement.
Yeah, because it's that thing that pops up like, boom, this is based on the Unity engine, optimized for the, yeah, it's those things that we look at games all the time, you know. A lot of times, like when I go to buy a monitor, I'm like, okay, I use AMD graphics cards, so I need the AMD FreeSync. That's what I'm looking for, you know. Same thing with games, you know. It's
right.
Yeah, and it's gonna make me think twice before I put a Unity game on my machine. Like, oh, you're going to VM. Mr. Call Home.
The only positive part about this is that it'll be a lot less Steam Unity asset flips. Because nobody wanna use Unity to do the asset flips and make quick cash for it. Nah. Yeah. If I do that and somebody actually buys this game, I might go bankrupt. Fuck that.
God damn.
You're going to see a bunch of more RPG Maker games, I swear to God.
Hey, some of them are getting kind of good, okay? Like some of them, you could tell the ones that are like, you make the person, terrible game, awesome story.
Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, when you're like, wow, you need a really game studio, this is a great story.
The pinnacle of RPG Maker is this horrible, terrible, gruesome game called Fear and Hunger.
Okay.
It came out in 2018. And it was it got massively popular this year because of a YouTuber who did a video on it. Because the video is called The Cruelest Game I've Ever Played. And it is a very dark and messed up game to the point where the creator had to add in a streamer safe for work mod that will remove all of the terms of service breaking aspects to the game.
Oh, it's that bad, huh?
Oh yeah. A lot of death, a lot of mutilation, really dark and twisted interpretations of nudity and stuff. It's a
interpretation of nudity.
Yes. Yeah, you think I'm joking, but I'm not. It's the guy created the game in and of itself is so cruel. The game is just a cruel game. Mm-hmm. In order to save, you have to win a coin flip.
What?
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
You have to go to a bed and interact with the bed, and you have to call heads or tails. And if you call it wrong, you get into a fight instead of being able to say,
do, 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 do. No,
I can't go to bed. Yes, exactly. It has a bunch of mechanics. Like, because the game is called Fear and Hunger, there's you have a mind and you have health, mind, and hunger. And if you get too hungry, you know, your characters start to become famished. And if your mind starts to go, if they start having like twisted thoughts, like literally like one of the pop-ups that pop up at the bottom is that self-deletion is always an option. Yeah, it just pops up at the bottom of the screen. Yeah. It is. It's cruel and unforgiving. If you lose a limb in the game, it's gone for the whole run.
Oh, God.
So, and if you lose a leg, mm-hmm. you walk slower. But if you lose the other leg, you crawl on the ground with your arms.
Yeah, I got a full-time gig. I don't play games
yeah, like exactly. this. That game is, it's the narrative stuff to it. As you said, great story. Mm-hmm. All the actual background lore stuff about all the gods and humans trying to become gods and trying to ascend to godhood, but they're actually false gods because they're mm-hmm. They can't actually reach the levels of the old gods, and the mm-hmm. god of destruction only exists because he wants to make his wife, the god of creation, happy. So mm-hmm. he destroys things so she can create more things. You know, that's literally what he does. He destroys things right. so that way his wife can create things and be happy.
Like, oh, that's good. Yeah. Then
and then you go, oh, one of the characters' endings is that they learn how to bring somebody back to life, even though they've already died, and they basically shed their skin and believe themselves to be a god. Oh. yeah. RPG Maker. All done in RPG Maker.
Oh, God. God damn. Like I said, yeah. Goddamn like, RPG Maker. Yeah.
It is one of those things that if you look it up and you have the free time to look at a video about it, mm-hmm. and you're just like, why the fuck would anybody play this game?
Which I was just going to bring up Hypochronius, you know, which mm-hmm. is Somia offline game company, game studios, which I don't know if that was Somia offline games, which was a game studio, just the idea of just making games just for offline. They're meant to make old school offline games. So yeah, Ninja Trek. Yeah. 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 I like that one.
Right. It's always great when people are able to use engines in a way that you don't normally see, mm-hmm. or you think it can't happen. They take the tools and make something really interesting and cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Unity bad. Don't believe their lies.
All right, so we've got companies that have shot themselves in the foot this year. So that's Watsy, right? Reddit. Well, Reddit has recovered, right? Or I don't know. I don't. I've been listening to like Clownfish TV, mm-hmm. and they kept and keen on. If you watch Clownfish, you understand the joke. Mm-hmm. Keep saying like, you know, like I think this is like it's the beginning of the death knell for Reddit. I'm just like, I don't know, man. People still keep going back to Reddit. You know, it seems back to where it is, but then again, it's just like
it died down,
but I'm getting also like links when I do ask for people off of other sites now. I'm getting when I go to go fix things, some people are directing me away from Reddit to other places to try and fix the things. And I'm just like, so I don't know. I'm not in the opinion that Reddit's going to die, but
no, it's not a healthy spot.
Yeah, it's very weak. Something could beat it right now.
Yeah, if something came out and did it. But it also doesn't help that a lot of the things that people were using for Reddit. Mm-hmm. Also changed the terms of service and deleted a bunch of stuff like Imgur, no longer having not safe for work content on it at all. Yeah. them completely removing all not safe for work content and not just removing it, deleting it off of their servers, mm-hmm. meaning that a bunch of links died on Reddit. So a mm-hmm. bunch of things that would probably have been there that you could have been linked off of are now gone. And stuff like that, but you know, yeah, Wizards of the Coast. Mm-hmm. You have the company formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. We got Unity. We got Activision Blizzard continuously watching themselves die. Yeah, what's going to create a sequel to this game? Oh, the reason we made the sequel, we're canceling? Oh, no. Oh, well.
Yet somehow EA is probably going to make another $1 billion off of.
Yeah, because no one cares. Like, EA has been able to slide underneath the radar at this point because Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick, and all the stupid shit they're doing is just riling enough people up. They're just ignoring EA and their shit decisions.
It's just sitting over there like, quit hitting with extra microtransactions.
The only reason people are not upset at Bethesda is because they finally released a game that isn't Skyrim. Yeah. After like 15 years.
But it's Skyrim in space.
Yeah.
And then when you talk to some people that like about it, we go like, well, for a Bethesda game, there's barely any bugs. I was just like, okay, that's probably an acceptable answer.
You know, a lot of the other companies that have been like then shitting themselves or been falling apart have kind of fallen back and haven't been saying anything. Mm-hmm. Like Ubisoft has just shut up. Have you realized that? Ubisoft has just stopped saying things. They just went away. They're like, you're right. We keep making things look even worse for us. We're just going to shut the fuck up and fade into the background. And then we're like, no, what we're going to do? We're going to do a new Prince of Persia game, but it's inspired by the original Prince of Persia, and it's a Metroidvania-style Prince of Persia game. Right? That actually sounds pretty cool. A 2D side-scrolling platformer Metroidvania. Nice.
Do I need an Ubisoft account?
Talk to an Ubisoft server? You get on your Switch.
Okay. All right. Long as I have to connect to an Ubisoft account, my Ubisoft servers. Yeah. I missed my Rainbow Six games. Asses.
Nintendo's slowly recovering because, you know, the Mario movie came out and everybody just kind of forgave Nintendo for doing stuff.
I will never forgive them for letting Seth Rogen play Donkey Kong.
Never. I mean, Sony's still Sony.
So speaking of things, like, so I really don't want to buy Paramount Plus, but it keeps making me, like, they keep putting things on there that I kind of really want.
Okay. Such as?
Well, right now, I just saw the trailer for this, which they put Frasier, they're rebooting Frasier. And I don't know, like, this, I think I got nostalgia baited really bad. I'm like, oh my God, this sounds so cool. And it looks so, I'm like, I'd be nostalgia bait.
Yeah, they do a lot of nostalgia. You know, they're making another Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Good, good. That's a good, those are good movies. Is it a sequel or like
the new? No, it's a remake. And the male is played by Donald Glover. And I don't remember who the female is. Yeah, but it's like.
Okay, all right. Interesting.
It's a nostalgia bait as fuck, though. It's a nostalgia bait as fuck. Because you only want to see it because you liked the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I did like the
Mr. Because of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yep. They
sold it. That's what you're baiting for.
But I also like Donald Glover. Okay.
Me too. I do too. And that's the only reason I thought about it. Maybe. But nah. Nostalgia bait.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, even the most popular movies that people were cared about, Spider-Man No Way Home, was nostalgia bait. That's nostalgia. Here are the old Spider-Mans you knew and liked, and Willem Dafoe is here, and Dr. Octopus is here, and Jamie Foxx is here. please like our movie.
Please like the movie. Well, like, did you see what Tim Burton had to say about them using his stuff in the Flash movie? He was silently upset. He understands that they own it, they can do what they want, but he was still upset. It was like, you know, especially because like how they just flippantly like to some people the Nicolas Cage Superman was a joke, but to him that was a labor of love. He really wanted this, you know.
Yeah, and then they just have Nicolas Cage Superman in it.
Yeah.
This is like as a cameo.
Yeah. It hurt.
Right. The whole multiverse story stuff is so prevalent and ridiculous. It's so prevalent and ridiculous that Mortal Kombat 1, the Mortal Kombat game that came out, the premise is that at the end of the last Mortal Kombat game, Liu Kang basically became the god of time and made a new timeline. But it turns out all of the endings in the first in the last game exist in different timelines, and they all come together and fight each other. They literally like sped run like 7 Mortal Kombat games. Like, they did Deadly Alliance, they did Armageddon. They literally like, sped run as many Mortal Kombat games as fast as possible in one game in this plot. And like the big finale of the game is literally a bunch of multiverse versions of characters just fighting each other. And it's like, oh, like you can fight Janet Cage, just female Johnny Cage. And it's just like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, I was watching these cutscenes, like, what is happening right now? why does Sonya Kano?
I don't know. Makes funny clips.
Yeah, I mean, and they actually put it as a game mechanic in the game. So when you pick a character, you get like a Marvel vs. Capcom 2 level assist, and the assists are called cameos, and it's a bunch of characters you can't play as, but they're just references to old characters from the series. So it has like the classic Jax from Mortal Kombat 2 with the purple pants and the gauntlets and shit, and like the tracksuit Sonya and shit. But it's like references to old games. It's like, dude, you can't play as them, but they can help you in battle though. It's like, you can't play as tracksuit Sonya Blade because they had to add in fucking Raiko again. Do you even remember who Raiko is? Exactly. That's my point.
Nope, I was going to look that up.
No, they had to let Megan Fox play a character. That is true. It's a true thing. They had Megan Fox play Natara and be her mocap character.
Damn.
So weird. Yeah, it's so literally Johnny's story is that he captures all the footage on his phone of Outworld so he can sell it to a movie studio to make a multiverse movie and TV show cinematic universe based on Outworld. It's like, that's how prevalent this nonsense is.
Goddamn.
Mortal Kombat.
So just beating on each other, the same character for the last like almost 30 years. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's fine. I guess. It, does it still sell? Heck yeah.
Damn straight.
We update our roster more better than EA does. Anyways.
That totally sells. Want to know why? Because people like looking at the flashy fatalities because we decided to try to make things even more ridiculous after every game.
Yeah. You have to. Got to keep leveling things up, you know. Can't get stale, you know. That's why GTA 5 is 10 years old now. Anyway, so before this episode gets too long in the truth, I'm going to end it here. So as you guys know, that remember, corporations sometimes have the worst of intentions sometimes and shoot themselves in the foot. So always be worried. So this thing, like, you know, this was like, to me, is some of the worst one I think I've seen all year, because it's not really like you're just using like a complete free product or this is an open license, you can do what you want. This is like, hey, we signed up for this other licensing agreement and we're going to change it retroactively, which is like, holy crap.
Yeah, not only that, it's like, yeah, no matter what game you're making, we're going to make you pay for it, even every download. Oh, you're making a mobile game? Good luck with that.
You know, so it's, yeah, this is nightmare dystopian, you know, corporate world. It was just crap, you know. So, you know, it's, you know, so good riddance to bad rubbish. Is there anything else you want to say, any parting words before good ending?
No, it's always nice to talk about watching people burn all their money all at once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, watching Low Key on the Weird Lieutenant Network. If you've gotten this far in the episode, you're a true fan. So I want to say thank you all for coming out and watching this live, and to the close to 300 of you guys who download this podcast every month and listen to us. Thank you. But I really like for you guys to come hang out with us live, but I understand you can't. But if you can, we do this show live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/WeAreLibertarians and youtube.com/WeAreLibertarians. So please come hang out, chill us on a Monday night. You know, like to hear your feedback, like to have you, you know, have continue this conversation. So, you know, I hope this was informative to you guys. So, and also thank you for, you know, thank you for listening. So, have a good week. Bye, everyone.
Good evening, guys.